Check my inbox and what do I see? Just another day, another T-R-A-D-E. I'm an addict, and I need it in my veins. I'm an addict, otherwise I feel plain now. Every day I wake up, people got a problem. Making all these trades up, got me singing got em. But I've been paid up, I even started from the bottom. See, I don't wait up, I ain't even playing possum. So what it cost them, just a couple of firsts. Can't believe that it worked, not to say I'm a jerk. But I'm an addict, it's what I said in the first. You can curse all you want, you can pray in your church. But I'ma keep tapping return, I win up, I learn. I ain't trying to burn any bridges, I yearn for the feeling I earn. All my winnings will turn, you had a cheek before I drop you like the beat. I'm an addict, and I'm not really ashamed. I'm an addict, I'm a climber with the brain. I'm an addict, and the pot is what I'm playing. I'm an addict,
Russin Rocky.
Other names, trade addict pot.
I am Dynasty Outhouse, I have a trading problem.
I am Rocky Petrella, and I also have a trading problem.
I'm Frank Neal, and I absolutely have a trading problem.
And I'm Justin Rogers, and I've had a trading problem for a long time.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to session 349 of the Trade Addicts Podcast, a proud member of the Dynasty Addicts Podcast Network, the DAP Network, if you will. And we did. Whew. Welcome, champions and losers alike, because that is all. If you're ain't first, you're last. And well, that doesn't work in Dynasty, because if you're first, but if you're last, you're also kind of first.
If you're last, you get the 113 or whatever. Yeah. So it works that way.
If you're second, you still get money.
Yeah.
There you go. That also, I guess, if that's why you're playing this, if you want money.
It's nice.
It's nice. Nice.
Yeah. Oh man, the amount of third places I can't. Oh, I made 10 semifinals, but I only made 3 finals.
Yeah, I think I had 11. I think I made 5 and only won 2.
8-4-1. One measly damn championship.
I made 2 and lost both.
So. Why are you here then?
I know. Because I said Will Levis was going to be tough.
He brings that up himself like every week.
Hey, man, when you sit, wait.
By the way, all three of us got our things wrong for, by the way. So,
but yours was the craziest to begin with.
When you have goals, you show it off, whether it is pretty or not.
Yeah.
And that Will Levis statement was gold. It just doesn't happen to be in a very pretty shape.
The thing that got buried is I did say the Seahawks would have a top 5 offense, and I don't know if that was ended up to be true, but it had to be close.
They were good, yeah. Except for that last week where I know JSN had a tough matchup, but I played him anyway, and it bit me in the keister.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, let's get back. I mean, I know that I care about your fantasy teams, I'm sure, but I don't know if you guys care about our fantasy teams, though I'm sure we're going to keep talking about them anyway. Justin, before we get into all of this, why don't you remind everyone who you are, what you do, and where they could find what you do?
Yeah, I am on X Twitter at RunDFF, and I'm on the Dynasty Hot Sauce podcast with everyone's favorite monkey. So that's about it. I'm not on Blue Sky or anything else. Too lazy to go and do that too.
It's so nice. It's like a breath of fresh air. It really, really is.
If you ignore the toxicity, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, if you can ignore the public, then the public is great. Or the line from Clerks. This job would be great if it weren't for the customers. Well, okay. Before we get moving on too quickly, because he brought up Blue Sky and Twitter and all that stuff, Trade Addicts Leagues. We have some openings in Trade Addicts Leagues. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Someone in these 4 boxes that is creating an opening, and it's not Rocky or Frank or me.
I get the call out right from the jump, huh?
Right from the beat. I let you introduce yourself first.
Is it definitely not you, Russ?
It is definitely not me. Well,
no, I'm just. I know you said when you announced you were not going to be on the pod in a little bit. That you were saying you might not stay in all the leagues. So
I might not. I haven't made that decision yet. So as of now, it is not my fault that there are openings.
Okay.
It'll be a lot less of a problem or a big deal for me to leave a league than for you to leave a league. I'm just saying. I'm just pointing that out.
I don't know, man. I've won TA4 just as many times as you have.
Yeah.
Zero. Yeah.
Thanks for pointing.
Though I did come in third place.
Yeah, I think I got, I don't know, I lost in the first round.
Is that the one I won last year?
I can't might remember. Be.
I think Rocky, I might have won it more like than both of you combined.
She doesn't remember what happened 2 weeks ago.
I did win TA5. I won a Trade Addicts League.
Yeah, everybody. That's the only one I'm in.
Yes, I won TA5, and I lost TA7, but I lost by 7 points. I lost TA7 by 7 points. It's poetic. At least if I lost, it's poetic.
But weren't you very, leading like right up until the end?
That's very Lance Morissette.
Yeah. It's like rain on a wedding day. But what I was saying in the very beginning, we have some openings in Trade Addicts League. So if you check out at Dynasty Outhouse on Twitter or at Russ Fisher on Blue Sky, you'll see my tweets or posts about there being openings. There's a Google form to fill out. Just fill it out and I'll pick names at random. When it actually comes to filling them out, I'm still waiting for people to fill them out to let me know if they're in the leagues or not, but just to see how many openings we have. So I may not pick names in the next day or two, even from when I actually post this, but just want to get names nice and ready. I don't know if I'm ready for this news though, because there's a lot of it. But Frank,
it's my last week I get to have news, so I'm going to milk it. So I'm enjoying this. We'll start off with the sad stuff. Christian Watson torn ACL with quote unquote additional damage. I would be shocked if he's ready for the start of 2025. I guess the question is, who is the best Packers wide receiver?
I don't think it matters.
Christian Watson didn't matter.
Yeah, I mean, that's really – Christian Watson wasn't like a guy. Like he was one of the many. He's
a roster clogger at this point.
Yeah, he's Moneyball, like the rest of those wide receivers. Yeah. Like, I'm still in on Jaden Reed. I still really like him, but I don't like him as much as I used to because I've learned my lesson. And they're just going to draft another wide receiver in the third round, you know, just to keep it coming. But that sucks to get hurt so late. Like he's not going to be good for next year. Like,
no.
Yeah, additional damage sounds bad.
Yeah.
Russ has been around me for too long because that was a trick question. They're all the same. he didn't fall for it. The Vikings have no plans to trade J.J. McCarthy. I don't know.
Was that was there even
I think rumor? Everyone was like, they're going to re-sign Darnold and maybe they won't and maybe J.J.'s on the market. They basically came out and said, like, no, we're not doing that. No. So
what happens
even if they were? They would not announce they are trading him. Like, right. That's something you take to the draft with you.
Mm-hmm.
What happens if Darnold leads them to a Super Bowl victory?
We've been asking this for months, and no one has an answer.
I think they have to trade.
That's not going to happen.
Nick Foles.
I'm not saying it's going to happen, but on the off chance that it does, and oh my gosh, please don't happen because I do not want to listen to Larry talk about Sam Darnold any more than I have to. But
does he still have the fat? Oh no, he took down the fat head for Zach Wilson, right?
He put it back up. I believe he put it back up. Well, he didn't take it down. He just moved it to a different wall.
Oh, gotcha.
I think he put it back, if I remember correctly.
Yeah,
all night when we record, I have to pay more attention.
Like, if anything, like they would, even if they were for some reason. First of all, I firmly believe that even if Darnold magically led them to a Super Bowl, they're still going with J.J. McCarthy in the future anyway. Because
why would they do that?
Sam Darnold didn't do anything special.
This year?
I mean, in the universe where he wins a Super Bowl, I can't imagine he's not the starter next year. So
you can't.
Nick Foles.
Wasn't he on the – Foles was on the team the next Nick year, Foles wasn't he?
Starter.
He was on the team, but
– Yeah, he wasn't the starter. He actually – well, technically he actually started.
Because Wentz came games, back, right?
But yeah.
Yeah.
But Foles also wasn't the quarterback for an entire Super Bowl winning season either.
Right. That's true. Look, 4,335-12. That's pretty dang good.
That's ridiculous. That's
okay. That's better than I say it.
Yeah. He did some things. I had to eat crow all year. There was a lull in the middle of the season where he really started to like look bad. And I tweeted. Yep. I think he read that tweet because then he goes out and throws like four touchdowns for like four games in a row. It's like, oh, shit.
He didn't look great last week.
I was going to say he proved you right now.
Yeah. No, he didn't look good. The Lions were all over him. They just trashed that offensive line.
Yeah, regardless, Sam Darnold is starting somewhere next year. That's absolutely the important part. Like, go trade for Sam Darnold because he'll be a starting quarterback somewhere.
Yeah.
Well, how much you
I think he's, I think they keep him now unless he wants like legit starter, like, you know, $40 million a year or something like
that. He's not going to get like Dak money or anything, but like
that's what Purdy wants.
That's 55 a year. He could get 40 a year. I think he could do
Sam
like
Darnold will get. Sam Darnold will absolutely get full on starter money somewhere, not the next best quarterback.
Yeah, if I'm the Vikings, I said, I've said this on the pod before, then I chalk this up more to the coaching than I do Darnold and hope that I can pull it off with McCarthy too.
I agree.
Yeah, that's what I would do. Plus, you know, you're not paying someone $40 or $50 million.
Right.
Yep. A lot of roster flexibility, but it's going to be hard, especially if you he leads them to the NFC Championship. That's going to be hard to say no to.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I don't think
they're going to have to decide before the draft because free agency starts before that. So
yeah,
we'll know by then because if Shadur and Cam stink, which you know jury's out right now. I think people like Cam more than Shadur from what I've seen, but if they both stink, JJ is the best QB in this draft. And maybe someone's like, yeah, we'll spend our first round pick on a quarterback. Right. I mean, if someone gives an early first for JJ, are the Vikings really going to turn that down?
Well, they just spent the 108 or no,
it was 111. Yeah. I think for him,
11, right. Eight was
penance. Yeah.
Like they're not going to get just like, it'll take more than just one first, to, even if it is a
top. What if one of the top three teams? What if one of the top three teams trade them their pick? You know, like
let's just say the Giants going for now. 1-2, and then the Giants are sitting at 3.
I think the Vikings might take the 103. Go get a Travis Hunter or an offensive lineman. I don't know.
Yeah, that's another thing. I don't know if this class is good for non fantasy. Like if there's that edge rusher, it is.
There's three big linemen, big ones, offensive linemen.
Oh, that's huge. That's good. That's fun. That makes me happy. I like
one him. Of them. One of them from LSU is like 6'8", 350 or something. He's monstrous, ridiculous.
And he could probably dunk because
he's huge. I don't know. It'll be interesting. I think the Vikings will have a lot of decisions to make.
Did it be forecasts like spending like 7 minutes on Sam Darnold postseason back in August? No, I was just curious. Is that on everybody's bingo card?
No. Yeah.
It's been on our show sheet for months. I've
been waiting for this. We're waiting for the Sam Darnold segment. Yeah.
Yes.
Speaking of decisions to make, Deshaun Watson had a setback in his Achilles recovery. And his 2025 status is now in doubt. This has to be a QB at 2, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just whichever one doesn't get taken. The second guy.
Are the Browns on Deion's "This is where my son will go" list? I haven't looked.
Probably not.
I would imagine not.
Yeah.
How much leverage do you think that he can get him to New York instead of the Browns? I wonder.
I think I saw somewhere the restructuring they did of Watson's contract actually makes it easier to get out after next year or something.
Yes, like that. They moved it up or something like that. They're going to pay him more next year, but they can get out.
Yeah,
they reek of Kirk Cousins to me for some reason.
That is exactly what I was going to say. That's where he's going.
So they're going to pass on a QB at 2, sign Kirk Cousins for $40 million, and have Deshaun Watson under contract for.
They're going to trade down with
how
the Raiders
Brown
to make Deion happy.
It would be.
That's what they're going to do. Or with the Raiders, I mean.
I'd love for Shadur to go to the Raiders if he goes at 2.
The Raiders are going to move up to 2, and the Browns will get a big pile of picks.
Well, wait, with Cousins, can they pull a Russell Wilson type thing where the
Falcons
are paying them tons and tons of money and they can sign them for a year or two at cheap money?
Yeah. Probably.
Probably.
That might make sense then. Well, I mean, I still think it makes sense to go with a younger quarterback, but it makes more sense than signing
a full on John. Trade him.
Rocky wants Kirk Cousins starting. That's what he wants.
Hell yeah. Yes, I do too.
I can't with Kirk anymore. I've been crying.
It's a rough season. It was a rough season with Kirk. It was rough, but that
no, it was a rough second half of the season. The first half of the season was great. He was like 17 touchdowns, 7 picks through 9 games, and then there was a 6-game stretch where he had 1 touchdown and 9 interceptions in his bench.
Yeah, that's right. He was so finding it. I forgot that he was starting to find his footing after a while.
Like, I remember getting a 500-yard game at one point, I think, or something.
Yeah, he had a crazy set the Falcons record and stuff. I mean, crazy first half of the season for coming off of an Achilles and all that. He looked better than that other guy coming off an Achilles. Just going to say that.
That's going to be a fun offseason. I'm going to make up a bunch of news that Rocky's not going to want to talk about with that. I was going to ask a question. Oh, and Cousins will be with Stefanski, who was his OC in Minnesota.
That's right.
So that also fits. To erase all doubt, Canales said Bryce is the QB next year. That game was just real quick. That game was sweet. That throw, the Steph Curry, like he threw the touchdown pass and turned around before someone caught it. I mean, it was awesome.
I'm so happy.
Kids got a swag back
the way it did.
Yep.
So happy because I was so, like, just like to be the number one pick and to flame out so fast, like, and then to get benched like that, it was just like I'm so happy it worked out the way it did.
Mm-hmm. That was still so bizarre that you would bench him for Andy Dalton for multiple games. Like,
it worked.
How good does Andy
Dalton really go? Because he had a couple. He had some shines, but he was pretty mediocre.
He had more good than bad when he came back, is what I will say, in my opinion.
But how good does Andy Dalton's red hair look against those blue jerseys? I think that's really what it was. Like, that was a good look.
And that's the important thing.
That's the important thing. Just like me losing faith in Joe Burrow once he went Slim Shady.
Yep.
He grew his hair back out, thankfully.
Yep.
I've adjusted my rankings.
Speaking of stuff I'm going to make up all offseason, Tyreek Hill hinted he wanted to leave Miami. So anywhere y'all want to see him go? He hinted the Chargers, which would
please
be awesome.
The Chargers. Please the Chargers.
Yeah, that might be the best spot.
You want him to go everywhere. Just no, can you pick a spot and stick with
two
it?
Places. I have two places I want T. Higgins to go, and one of them happens to be the Chargers because I love those jerseys.
Yeah.
But no, that would be great to have. Yeah. Tyreek. I'm not going to be able to say that correct now. Hold on. To have Tyreek's speed with Justin Herbert's arm, like that would be beautiful. That would be so much fun to watch.
And you get to play the Chiefs twice a year.
And Ladd underneath. Oh my gosh.
That's going to be sweet.
Ladd underneath with Tyreek stretching the field.
That would be nice.
For all my Herbert shares, please go there.
Yeah. Real quick, I'm going to spoil one of my questions that I did for offseason stuff, but if Tyreek Hill leaves, Waddle is wide receiver what in Dynasty?
Is he top 12? No. Mm-hmm. People are way too scorned from this season to lift him up that high.
Are you buying him then?
Oh, I am anyway.
If he's by himself?
Yeah, I'm a big Jalen Waddle fan. Like, once I can actually get back to the real, like, I was on vacation last week and I'm still catching up from that. So I haven't gotten to start sending the season just ended trade offers, which you'll see that we only have two trades, you know, to talk about. No, Waddle's absolutely a guy I'm going to be going after because I do think people are going to still be too low on him, even though he started to do well towards the end of the season.
Mm-hmm. I already have a ton of Waddle, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, that too.
Justin, you like Waddle?
I do like Waddle. I'm not sure that I put him in the top 12, though.
No.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of young receivers that I like a lot in this league right now. And that's the problem. And not that he's old, but he's not 22 anymore. He's, what, 26, going on 27?
Something like that. Yeah, he was Chase's class, so.
But he was older than Chase.
Yes.
You know, he's probably right there in that 12 to 15 range, something like that.
I was just going to say, I, of course, pull up the DLF ADP. 16 is T. Higgins.
Oh, I'm taking T. Higgins, clearly.
Are you really?
I'm still taking T.
If T. Higgins is on the Bengals and Waddle's by himself, that's a good question.
I mean, I took T. Higgins back then when it was Waddle by himself, and I'll take T. Higgins now.
What if he's on the Patriots?
Shut up.
would you take Waddle over Higgins?
I would, if he's by himself.
Yeah, probably.
Adunze's 15.
Waddle.
I'm taking Waddle for sure. Waddle. There. Waddle. Garrett Wilson is 14.
Garrett Wilson's too high.
I would take Wilson because I don't think he's a Jet.
I'll take Garrett Wilson because, yeah, once that situation actually changes in a year, then Garrett Wilson to the moon.
You guys really think that he's not going to be on the team in 2 years?
If they – no, I'm saying this offseason he's gone.
Wow. I think Devontae's gone and he's still there.
If they keep Rodgers, he said he wants out. He's basically said that.
Yeah, I don't blame him for that. I think we're going to find out real quick because it's all Woody said it's going to come down to the head coach, what the head coach wants. So we'll find out real quick whether Rodgers is going to be around or if they're going to figure out a way to get rid of him.
Yep.
Wanted to give you at least one more. McConkey's at 13.
Waddle.
Mm-mm. I'm going McConkey.
Depends if Tyreek goes there.
That's what I was going to say. It's contingent.
I'm still sticking. If Tyreek goes to the Chargers, I'm still sticking with McConkey because you got like 4 years of age reset, and I think he'd be a better wide receiver 2 than wide receiver 1.
Yeah,
and then I think that puts him around the 13-ish area for, you know, consensus among all of us. I think at 12 up, it's pretty easily the other guy, Drake London, JSN, Marvin Harrison,
yeah,
Brian Thomas. So yeah, I think at that point he's not in the top.
Drake London so bad, but I don't have the stones.
I've never been the biggest Drake London guy, but yeah.
Me neither.
I can't not put him over. Not put Drake London over him.
And then I just put the top 4 picks: Titans, Browns, Giants, and Patriots. Top 3 all need QBs. This is going to be fun. There's only 2 QBs right now, which means, you know, Drew Aller's going to skyrocket up boards and go 3 somehow or something like that to make all this work.
I mean, after last year, who knows anymore? Like,
that's true.
After McCarthy and Penix and all of that, I don't know. I'm not going to sit here and say that's.
But then it was Nix, and look how he turned out.
Yeah.
Nix was listed as like a third rounder, and he did great. So
yeah.
You'd think he'd rise up, but then we had that year where everybody actually was bad, and the NFL said, "Yeah, you're bad." And Kenny Pickett was the only first rounder, and we were all taking Malik Willis in drafts at the 101 or 102 before the NFL draft. If you had those kind of drafts.
Yeah.
So, and there were other, Levis was a guy that was talked about.
Levis was Richardson.
That was the next draft. But yeah. there was at least one other guy. I can't remember.
Matt Corral.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, and then he got hurt.
Yeah.
Yep. And then Howell in the 5th or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was what that was. And everybody still jumped on the Howell train.
Yep.
I was a fan.
Yep.
Yeah.
We'll break down Black Monday quickly. Patriots fired Gerard Mayo. It's Vrabel. It looks like all indications say it's Vrabel. So his staff is going to determine a lot. Apparently he has assistants ready to go. So they're clearly not on teams. So I don't know what his staff is, but apparently he's got his staff already. So who knows? Doug Peterson was fired by the Jags. This is apparently where Ben Johnson wanted to go if Balky was gone, but then the Jags said we're keeping Balky, which makes no sense to me.
Balky's not good.
No, Balky has survived. I saw this. He survived the Jim Harbaugh issues in San Francisco. He survived Urban Meyer, and he survived this. The dude is crazy.
Maybe he's just really good at blackmail.
Apparently.
Or blowjob. I don't know.
One or the other.
I don't know how you move on from that.
Joke right there. Not TA appropriate.
So the Titans fired GM Rand Carthon, but yes. Ryan Callahan is staying.
That's good. I think that's the right move. But who knows? Dable and Shane are staying. You had to keep them both or fire them both. You couldn't do one or the other.
Should have fired both, but okay.
They should have, probably, but there would have been a lot of teams lining up for Dable, I think. So,
I'm very happy they're keeping both.
Do you see the owner comments? He was asked how patient. He's like, not patient at all.
And then he kept them both. Just weird.
It's weird.
Yeah. They're turning very Bearsy, and I say that as a Bears fan. Antonio Pierce is staying as of now. Seahawks fire Ryan Grubb, which I thought was the weirdest move of all of these. Like, the offense wasn't the issue.
Yeah, that has to be there's got to be underlying something somewhere.
Right. So who knows? I mean, I think Jagger said this, like, this would be a perfect fit for Vrabel if this as his OC or something like that to spread out Drake May. Could be a lot of things.
Did hey Frank, did I think Pierce got fired?
Did Antonio Pierce get fired?
Yeah, he got fired this morning. Because a buddy
I've been running around.
I just went to Twitter just to make sure. Yeah, he got fired.
Okay. Okay, so Antonio Pierce is fired. So Deion's going to be the coach of the Raiders, and they're going to trade up and get Shadur.
Sounds like a good plan.
Yeah, let's do that. I'm in for that. Sounds like something Mark Davis would do. Browns fire their OC, but Stefanski has his fingerprints all over this. I don't think anything's going to change too much. And then the Bengals fired basically their entire defensive coaching staff, but Taylor appears to be safe for another year.
Well deserved on the defensive side.
Yeah, apparently Onorumo already has like 3 offers to be a DC. So that's kind of weird and interesting. I think he's going to follow Ben Johnson or someone like that, some kind of offensive-minded coach where he can restart. So, Russ, that's the news. Back to you.
Hey, well, no, it's back to Justin because Justin's our guest and he gets to choose. What do you want to do next? Do you want to do trade addicts trades or listener questions?
No, let's save the questions. Let's do the trades.
Trade addicts leagues are 12-team super flex PPR tight end premium with 1.75 points per tight end reception and 0.05 points for return yardage, except for TA1.
Fix that.
I would.
They don't like change.
No. They wear it as a badge of honor.
At this point,
they do.
They would vote it down just for the sake to make me have to say that, or to make Frank have to say that.
I would be the only vote that would be voting to put them in. So
that's because occasionally you have to say it.
Yes.
So these are trades from just before the championship game. We took off last week, so we have a little bit of some older trades, but I still want to talk about them. Because they do, you know, this is Dynasty. It keeps on going. So TA6, we have Baker Mayfield for Chris Olave, Tony Pollard, and Rico Dowdle. As a fan of the South division, Justin, what are your feelings on Baker Mayfield?
I think he's the fringe tight end one. I mean, a QB1 right now in Dynasty.
All right, so you're in on Baker. Like, this isn't flash in the pan. This isn't Bridge.
We got 2 years of him now.
I was just going to say, it's been 2 years in a row.
It's not like it was 6 weeks of it. I mean, we got 2 years of Baker Mayfield being pretty good in that offense.
I love hearing that because I agree completely.
If I could include one Frank news note here, Cohen, their offensive coordinator, is in a lot of these head coaching interviews. So I don't know if that matters to you guys.
Man, why can... Is there something with Baker that he can't keep an offensive coordinator for more than a season?
Because they watch these guys turn that offense around into something meaningful, and they're like, this guy must be able to do something.
But like in Cleveland, they suck, fire. Now he's in Tampa. Well, they're good, hired. They're good, hired. Mm-hmm. Like, come on, man. Give the guy some consistency for
one. I think he's in like 3 or 4 of these interview processes. So.
Wow. I mean, good for him, I guess.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, so trade. What do you think, Justin, of the trade for Baker Mayfield for Chris Olave, Tony Pollard, and Rico Dowdle?
Can I just, like, scratch Tony Pollard off? Like, he doesn't matter? So yeah, I did that.
That's not that. Nice.
Matter.
I say he doesn't matter. Olave and – did y'all realize how good Dowdle was, especially in the second half of the season?
Yep.
Yeah, he was good. But I want Baker because I'm not an Olave believer now. I don't think he's going to be a difference maker at wide receiver. He's a solid wide receiver 2 kind of guy, which means there's like 25 wide receiver 2s. So, yeah, give me the QB because I'm still a super flex whore. And
I've been saying about Olave since he came into the league. While Russ and Bosch are paying like 2.5 first for him or something.
Yeah, it's a painful look coming from the top screen. Saying.
But yeah, I'm with Justin totally here. I think this is pretty easily Baker to me, especially when you add in a lot of his concussion issues, which Frank has mentioned go back far beyond this year. The other two mean nothing to like Pollard and I know Dowdle had a good, decent year, but he's so easily you know, it's so very easy that he could be replaced, you know.
I'm terrified. It's going to be Jenty. It's such a Cowboys thing to do.
Yeah.
They need so much, and they're going to take Jenty.
And it's a pretty, even if it's not Jenty, I mean, it is a pretty good RB draft from what I
hear. Yeah, Judkins or someone like that. Yep.
And this was before week 17. Correct. So if you go back and look, and he threw those five touchdowns.
Oh, this won you a title.
To be fair, it's the Baker Mayfield side.
Yes.
To be fair, it was J. Mike who traded for Baker, so he was going to win anyway.
And he has all the assets to do so.
Yeah.
To be fair, though, too, Har scored like 200 and some points on him.
And yeah,
Har put still up lost. Still lost by like 20 points.
Doesn't help that he got like 40 or, you know, close to with Baker. I don't know what Baker scored. It was a lot.
Yeah.
It was a lot.
No, it was worth everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm in agreement with Justin here, where this is a very telling story of Baker's value going up a bit, Olave's value going down a bit, and a sign of the times of when the trade was done that these other pieces were involved as well. Like, I don't know if I'm not competing, do I care? But like Tony Pollard and Rico Dattle, like I think they're both very replaceable in both real life and in fantasy. But like, I kind of wish those were wide receivers, and that would make me feel better about this trade, I think. But I think it's fair enough. Like, I do also believe, like, can the Saints get a quarterback? Someone that could actually throw the ball?
Sounds like Carr's staying. He basically said, F you pay me. He's not taking a pay cut or anything. So
yeah, he's staying, and they're not in a position to get one of the quarterbacks in the draft.
He said he's not taking a pay cut. He said, I'll help the team by winning, which he doesn't do.
Which so, right. He's never done.
No, he said, I'm keeping all $40 million of it, baby. Would you trade the 101 for Baker Mayfield?
No.
No.
Are you sure?
No.
You know, like, would I rather have Baker than the QB I'm drafting at 101? Probably yes. Right. Does the value dictate I should give the 101 for Baker? No.
Bingo.
Yeah. I look at it more the first way than the second way, but I get your point. Because they're going to be players at some point. Yeah. That makes sense. Because it is more valuable inherently, because it could be a boat.
And it could even be a boat.
It could even be a boat.
Especially boats that run.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next, are we all on the Baker side? Frank, I don't remember if you answered.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm off Olave. We've been off Olave for a while.
Next trade is TA8, where, again, this was a championship trade. What ended up being the 111, so at the time it was a late first and a 26 second for George Kittle. George Kittle, like, I was off of him coming into this season. I was apparently wrong to do so. So I think I'm back on George Kittle again, especially with
IU. Now he's going to hurt us big time.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Let's all get back on George Kittle so that he can, like...
And then the train's going to explode.
So, like, with the 0.75 premium, you're telling me that we can get actual George Kittle production? Mm-hmm. I would give up the 111 and the 26 second for George Kittle, especially before the championship game.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's a pretty easy price for Kittle.
Yep.
How funny is it that you're sending away, like, this is the guy who won, so that's not his pick. He sent the pick of the guy he's playing against.
The guy that he beat.
Wow. It's like a hedge, kind of.
Wait. He had his pick and his and the other guy's pick, and he traded the other guy's pick?
Well, I don't know if he had his own, but still.
Oh, okay.
Oh no, he did not. He did not have his own. I'm remembering trying to trade offers with this guy. He did not have his own.
That'd be funny. Yeah.
But he did end up trading. Like, he used the guy he beat's pick to beat him.
That's great.
Yeah. Oh, if I remember correctly, didn't he make this between Sunday and Monday night too?
Yeah, yes. Because they played Monday.
I'm pretty sure he did. I mean, it wasn't even before the week. I think he was close, or he was trailing going into Monday night, and he made this deal.
Yeah, he was trailing because he was trying like heck to get Burrow from me. But I can't trade Burrow for just picks. I don't care. I like that's a conversation that could definitely be had in the non-point scoring season, like trading studs and stuff like that. But I can't. He was trying to he was offering me three firsts, which is pretty much like max value for a player, right?
Yeah, but that's one of those 111. So
yeah,
almost a second.
And neither of them were the 101, but like, but even still, yeah. Even if it was, I don't think I wouldn't be able to do it just for picks.
Real quick, is Purdy the QB in 25?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Yeah.
They're going to give him Dak money?
They'll find a medium. They'll find something.
So which means Debo is gone, in my opinion.
I'm surprised Debo was still surprised Debo wasn't gone this season. I mean,
Purdy was gone until Super Bowl. Dak hasn't.
Yeah.
Debo was gone until like week 15.
He doesn't. His owner doesn't love him as much.
Yeah.
Which means that's good for Kittle, by the way, if Debo's gone.
Yeah. And just to put this on the other way around, if you had Kittle and you lost, would you be willing to take – I would take the 111 in the 26 second just to re-roll a little bit and get that value back.
You could probably turn it into one of the two tight ends who are going to be first-round picks in this draft.
Yeah, I think it's fair either side.
Yeah. All right, so let's move on to listener questions. Frank always gives us a listener question, so Frank, why don't you just read your question?
Yeah, when you enter an offseason, how does I worded this so poorly. How does like your finishing position affect your offseason move? So if you like won a title versus if you're rebuilding, are you selling right away? Are you buying right away? Are you being patient? Justin, what do you think?
I think it's more about what my youth to like old player composition is like. Because if I got a lot of young players, I'm not worried about selling for picks at all. I'm not even worried about selling my old players. I'll ride them for another season or something like that. But I think obviously it matters if you're competitive or not. I mean, if you're not competitive, then hold on 1 second. My wife is.
First of all, as the soon to be host of this show, you have to know that there is no off season. There is point scoring.
I know. As soon as I read it, I knew I said it wrong. You
have to retrain your brain.
I know.
So it's really funny. The non-point scoring season to me has turned into go get the guys I like. like we were talking about with Waddle. Like, if we're not talking straight up picks or old players, like those players in the middle, like the Waddles, Devontas, the T. Higgins, like those players that no one's really calling old yet, and these players that are still have a lot of dynasty value to their names, like that's usually the bread and butter of the non-point scoring season trading.
Yeah, sure.
And that's really where I go, like right now, where if I could see a team that came in third place and that they still have a lot of their core pieces that aren't aging out and stuff like that, maybe I will see if they'll take some of my competing pieces to give me a little bit of, you know, Jalen Waddle, or like if you do want some picks, sending George Kittle for the 111 in the 26 second is still a beautiful trade.
Yep.
You know, this like I know this draft is being called bad, but there's still going to be good players. Like
they called 2022 bad too, and it had Breece Hall and Garrett Wilson in it. So it's just there is no bad. Breece
Hall was always excluded from that.
Right. That's fair.
I think Justin gave like the perfect answer. Where your team ended doesn't necessarily matter. It's the makeup of the team that got you there that really matters. And even if you came in first place, if you have a nice young core, there's no reason to do anything drastic. Mm-hmm. Or even if you came in first place and you're, you know, stuck with old guys, like the Trade Addicts leagues and all the leagues I run have second chance dispersals where we can talk about, we can go into depth into those later in the non-point scoring season, but like it's a chance where anyone who wants can throw their entire team and you just sort of do a little redraft. I've won leagues and then gone into second chance dispersals because it's like, oh, all right, well, the youngest guy on my team is 29. I'm a little screwed now, you know, like, so like you, there are times where you need to just completely, even though you won, you need to completely remake your team. So yeah, Justin really stole the perfect answer. It's not where you finish. It's how you got to where you finished.
I will say, I think those guys gave the right answer. I'm the kind of manager, I am almost never going to break up a competitive team. They can be all 28 and older, and I'll probably keep most of them and try and
or do add
it.
More.
And sometimes it works. Sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't. But I'll in a classic case of what Russell always says: to do as we say, not as we do. I just have a lot of trouble breaking up any competitive team. If I have some valuable, if I can do something with the older guys, but in most cases, if your team's mostly old anyway, you're probably not going to get much for them in return. So I figure why not just run it back and then I can start rebuilding in season or the next year if I need to.
Yep. I think one kind of specific follow-up I'll ask is, if you traded all your picks during the season to kind of go for it, and now you don't have any picks in this draft, do you ever try and like sell off a player to get some picks back just so you have some skin in the game in the rookie drafts, or does that not matter to you?
Always, because it's fun.
Yeah.
Like, that's one of those, like, I always have always said, and I guess I don't say it often, so I'll say it again, like, this is mostly a podcast for the fun of it. Like, this isn't like, if you're in like high stakes, that's the word I couldn't think of the phrase high stakes. If you're in high stakes leagues, you probably don't trade like we do. And because, you know, we always, when you sign up, like I said before, I have a sign up form for the Trade Addicts leagues. On that form, it says the goal of the Trade Addicts leagues is for fun. If your next thought is, well, winning is fun, this probably isn't the league for you. Because it's like they're competitive and all of that stuff, but it's supposed to be more just to go out and do the silly things you wouldn't do in your high stakes leagues.
To get it out of your system.
Yeah. And I'm completely lost why I got into all of this.
Trading for picks.
Oh, trading back. Because you want to get into the rookie drafts are fun. So yeah, absolutely. Plus, you know, the Dynasty Dummies rookie hootenannies haven't started yet. So I haven't fallen in love with any players yet. And I'm absolutely going to eventually.
Yep.
So I'm going to want to definitely get back into there's definitely a few leagues I have zero picks and I will most likely make picks in those drafts.
Yeah.
And I will say, especially if I have a pretty loaded team, I will do the same thing too. I'll sell at least one guy off. I was just thinking, I thought of an example, maybe not prime Diggs, but early Bills era Diggs on a competing team. And I sold it. I guess that's when it would have been, because you'll know the year in a second. I sold him for 111 and 112. And one of those picks was Justin Jefferson.
So, yep. That'll work.
So that ended up working out pretty well. It doesn't always work out that well, but yeah, I think it's a good move. It's just, I guess you have to gauge how important that player is to your team. But
the community got too smart for Justin Jefferson to fall to the 111 anymore. It's so annoying. Those sneaky pickups don't happen anymore.
T. Higgins in the early second.
Yeah.
You're still getting those guys. Brian Thomas was an early second kind of guy, wasn't he?
Late first. No, early he was second. Like 108 or something. Like
no.
He was
kind of,
I know he first. Was not going that high.
No, he was
111-ish then maybe?
Yeah, it was Worthy at 10, Jefferson, Rob Thomas. Wow. Too many juniors.
McConkey was going in the second, though.
Yeah. Yes, McConkey was going in the second for sure. But yeah, Brian Thomas Jr. was around the 111, and I wish I had more, even though I do have a few. All right, so let's move on.
He's going to be sweet, by the way, if they get Johnson as their head coach.
Oh, good offense. Please, come on.
But Bounty's too good at something. So
something. So our next question comes from Zach Reed at Tacit Assassin 13. What do you do for a mental health reset as a grueling dynasty season comes to a close, Rock?
We get a similar question every year, and I say the same thing every year. I don't really do anything now. After I make all my payouts and get all my payouts, I kind of turn off for a lot of January. And then I start trying to get back into the rookie stuff, which I've done with varying degrees of success over the last couple of years. So I'm falling behind some years, and some years I'm way on top of it, as you always say, but I can always use the dummies to catch up. So, and I don't even trades and stuff. I mean, I'll respond to trades, but I don't really look to send anything in January. Pretty much January is kind of just like, I just break and enjoy the NFL playoffs and then I get back to it in February. So the kind of my kind of reset is just largely checking out for the month of January.
Right.
I don't have a bunch of, you know, mental health reset. I haven't hosted or anything for that long, like you guys have. Usually my break is like right after the Super Bowl through, you know, kind of like, and then I kind of mess around in February. And then I usually take the first week of March Madness off because that's like one of my favorite weeks of the year, just completely reset. But, you know, nothing too strenuous. This is still fun for me. This isn't grueling yet.
Yeah, like it's funny because like this is my time to shine. Like the non-point scoring season is my favorite because you could just do anything you want because you can't be wrong in a non-point scoring season.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's pretty much just like, do I want to do this? Sure. Whee, fun. All right, cool. So I don't really do like, I love not having to pay attention. It's the fact that I can choose to pay attention.
Yep.
Do you have any data-driven analysts that you like to lean on in rookie season? I mean, Peter Howard's my default.
Yeah.
I just love listening to Zach and Peter go back and forth.
I listen to a lot of Jordan McNamara.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't buy his rookie guy, but I do listen to JJ in the non-point scoring season too. Yeah. Definitely be data driven.
Yes. Oh yeah, late round podcast is so good. If you don't listen to the late round podcast,
it is good.
And he does a lot of rookie content in the non-point scoring season.
Yeah.
Is Justin laying down on the couch? Why is that even a question? Of course.
What a silly question, Zach. Come on.
It's just the real question is how sexy does he look? Not does I mean, he look, is how.
What a silly question, look. Eric, right?
That's right. That's right. That's been a minute. I need to bring him on the hot sauce and call him Eric again.
And then Frank, who sent the tweet out, asked, what was it? What's your favorite soup?
What's your favorite soup? We're in soup season right now. It's like 18 degrees in Chicago today.
Yeah, we had like maybe 3-4 inches of snow on Monday here.
So New York.
Yeah, I think you guys are just intentionally trolling me with the tweet.
That's not what I was meaning to do.
Making them food questions.
I wrote them. I wrote it down as I was literally making soup yesterday. So
Rocky's like soup. Ooh.
Pretty much.
You can't even get down on some chicken noodle like when you have the sniffles.
It's whatever.
Chicken nugget noodle.
Chicken nugget noodle.
If they made that, Rocky's in.
It just gets soggy, guys.
I know I've had it a few times, but I do like Italian wedding soup.
Yes, that's a good one.
But Zach says that they have kicked off ramen season here. Pork belly with soft-boiled eggs, cilantro, and scallions. That sounds wonderful. My daughter is huge into like the dollar store ramen.
The cup of noodles.
It is not the same thing.
It's not even close.
It's not. No. And it's funny because she won't eat the ones that come in a cup. She needs to have the one that comes in the packets. So I need to dirty my pots.
Okay.
Like
the one that you like to break your knuckles on to bust up a little bit.
Yeah.
Like hit them on
the big square. Yeah.
Yep. The big square noodles. Yep. Exactly. That's that she eats that more than anything else. But oh man, real ramen.
I made a ramen bowl last week. For the family. Mm, good stuff.
Andrew Hall at Andrew Hall FF on the Blue Skies. Best/worst way to leave a league after the season. Hat tip for funniest leaving the league stories.
I don't have any of those, so I'll tap out and pass.
I know I don't really have any funny leave. I just leave.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
But no, this is always a very important conversation, not the funny part of it, but like you always, at the end of the fantasy season, you get a lot of indignant people that are just like, this is Dynasty. You signed up to stay forever. So you will, you leave.
You signed a covenant.
Some people are always so worried about like,
it's in blood
to tell
on this sheet of paper.
If you want to leave.
The best way is just to reach out to the commissioner.
Yeah.
Let him know you won't be leaving as soon as you know after the season so that he can find replacements. That's the best way to do it.
And right, 99% of commissioners don't like. A lot of people like to give like a paragraph long reason of why they feel they have to leave. Yes. Like 99% of commissioners do not care. Just tell me and let me know, and I'll say it was nice having you here, and let me find somebody else. So.
Yeah, that's really that's all it is. Like, I just need to know how many openings I have to fill. That's it.
Yeah, like even Justin, like. When he just viciously quit TA4.
I was just going to say, he has a funny story where he left the league and then was asked to be on their podcast.
But like, even he was like, yeah, got a lot of stuff going on. And he basically yada, yada, yada in his message to me. And I'm just like, no, I get it. That's cool.
I picture Russ reading that and he hears Charlie Brown's teacher like,
no, like I would never like, I would never give anyone crap for leaving a league. Like, yeah. Does it make me sad sometimes? Yeah, absolutely. Like, this is the way I connect with my friends. So, yeah, if you leave a league, sometimes it makes me sad. But, like, am I going to be a jerk about it? No, you don't want to be in a league. Don't be in a league.
Yeah.
Like, I'll never forget the one argument I got into. I never really got into Twitter arguments, which always felt weird to me. Maybe it's because people just felt weird arguing with a guy named Outhouse. I don't know. But like
one argument way stupider, I promise you.
Like this was one argument I did get into. And I'm like, I joined a league that I thought sounded fun. One of the aspects of that league was two tight ends. And if you listen to this show, you know,
I read the rules.
Do whatever makes you happy. Play the game you want to play, unless it's too tight end. You're wrong if you want to.
Like you're just wrong.
So do I stay in that league forever because it's a dynasty league and I signed up for it? I did stay for 2 years, to be honest. I did stay an extra year just because I'm like, maybe it was just a bad year.
That's like 1 year and 11 months longer than he really wanted to be in the league.
I liked the people that were in the league, so I did enjoy it. I hated the format. And I like ask me now why I would join a league, and the answer is the people. So that's why I stayed. I stayed because of the people.
Yeah.
But yeah, like it's crazy to me to feel like you need to stay in a league. It's a game based on a game. If you don't want to be in a league, don't feel bad. Like Justin and Rocky have both said, just go to the commish, say, hey, thanks, it's been fun, but I'm gonna leave. Like that's the line that I want to hear. Like anytime someone's like, all right, I'm leaving, I'm like, did you at least have fun while you were here? Like did you enjoy it? Are you leaving because you hate me? Like what's like that's and that was at least a little bit of a joke, low self-esteem aside, but like I can't imagine people getting angry because you want to leave a league. So if you want to leave, just leave, just be honest. There's no just do it.
Don't just leave the league and not tell anybody. Just don't just like delete yourself from the league. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's the bad way to leave. Or to like, just burn the place down on the way out. You suck. Yep. And I hate you. Don't do that either.
And if you want to be a real mensch, if you have a friend who's looking for a league, give them your spot in that league. They don't have to find anyone to replace it. No, really.
The commissioner should always fill spots. Like I know there are some people that do say that, and I don't know if that's a public league thing, but like I'm picking the people that are in my spot.
Really? Oh, interesting. Okay.
Like you could suggest if you want, like, hey, I got this dude that I know and I trust and he's looking for a league. I'm sure there are plenty of people out there that would appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Like that don't have a Twitter following to be able to say, hey, you want to be in my league, sign up. Like, yeah, absolutely. But like don't hand your team off. Like make it a suggestion to the commish.
I think that's more like listener league stuff. Like if it's a listener league, Trade Addicts or our listener league, I don't want just like a bunch of completely random people in there, Like I want our family of folks. So people I know, people that listen, whatever. I wouldn't want if somebody's leaving our league, I wouldn't want somebody to be like, oh yeah, well I found them to fill this spot. Wait, do they even listen to the podcast? Do they even know anything about us?
Don't you know who I am?
I'm Outhouse, damn it.
Everybody's seen an Outhouse.
All right. Jake at JDK4177. I'd say beef stew. That's a good answer. But again, probably its own. Yeah, it is probably its own category.
Yeah. I said chili's not a soup. That's why you said that.
Well, I go back to Mrs. Doubtfire, yeah, where the new guy's name was Stu. It's more of a thick soup than a name. grilled cheese and tomato soup is a go-to for the next few months as well. Pure soup, for pure soup, give him pho. So we're going Asian in both ramen and pho, which are both fantastic choices, yeah, by the way. I saw someone, I don't know even where I saw it to give them credit anyway, that they realized that grilled cheese and tomato soup work so well together because it's just deconstructed pizza.
Mm. Yeah.
Bread, cheese,
and solid take.
Never thought of that.
Mm-hmm. I'm not a tomato soup fan, so I've never gotten down on that. I don't know. It's...
I'm not judging.
Absolutely judged. Your face.
I'm surprised, but I'm not judging.
Scrunching of your face the second I said I don't get down on tomato soup.
I have to be in the mood for it. I'm a loaded potato soup guy.
Yes.
Give me potato soup with some sour cream, some cheese, some chives. I'm ready to roll.
Yeah, cheese-based soup is like a cheat code to this one.
It really is.
Like basically a dip that you can eat with a spoon.
Yeah. But just to give my answer, like because like he said beef stew, and I'm like, yeah, like give me a nice hearty beef and barley. Like mm-hmm. that's, I like my soups to be sustenance. Like I don't want like chicken noodle to me is just like, okay, I guess. But like give me some like beef and barley, give me loaded baked potato, you know, give me chicken and dumplings, I guess is all right. But
is that like, hold on. If chili's not a soup, chicken and dumplings is not getting into the soup.
Oh no, I'm talking like Progresso in a can. Not like a real version of it. Come on, I live in New Jersey. We don't have real chicken dumplings up here.
You have real ramen there though. I've had Jersey ramen. It's good.
Oh yeah, no, like if you can call something like make it boutique-esque, make it hipster-like, then mm-hmm. it's in New Jersey. It's
absolutely.
Jersey.
Hell yeah.
Where am I leaving off?
Last one is just Jonathan giving his soups.
Yes, I love that Jonathan has 2 weeks stopped in a row asking now. Football questions.
I know.
Always comes at us with that last
with answer. The answer. Yeah.
Yep. And he says, give me a good lobster or crab bisque. I can't get into seafood soups. When I was a kid, I liked New England clam chowder. But nowadays, I don't know. Especially after watching The Good Place, it's just sea milk with dead fish croutons. Like, and lobster is one of those things, lobster and crab both alike, which people always say it's just an excuse to eat butter. But I try foods I don't like once a year, just to like see if I'll like them again. And lobster is one of those things where like I want to like lobster because it makes me feel fancy to eat lobster, but I can't do it. I don't know what it is. I don't like it.
Oh, I love a good lobster. Mm.
I mean, lobster mac and cheese I'm fine with, but that's mostly because it's mac and cheese.
I've been allergic my whole life, so I don't know any of this stuff.
Shellfish allergy?
Oh, yeah, bad one too.
Gosh. Yep.
So I've never had any of this stuff.
I would cry because I'm a big
I've had it my whole life though, so I have no idea what I'm missing. Right. I know people who have gotten it later in life and they've like had shellfish for 20 years and then can't do it anymore, and that sounds awful.
Well, yeah, that's what it is. I'm allergic.
That's all soups.
It's 95% of the foods in the world.
Rocky needs to come down here and let me hand him a crawfish. That's what we need.
Yeah. I'd pay money to watch Rocky eat a crawfish. Right?
Eat a crawfish. Yeah.
I'll try things. I just don't like anything.
I need to watch you pull the crawfish apart and eat the. I need to see all that.
Suck the head. Yeah.
I don't even know if I could. Like, I've never eaten shrimp.
What?
All in one.
What?
Like I've eaten shrimp.
You mean?
Like, but you've never like. Peeled a shrimp and eaten it. Like
correct. I've never peeled a shrimp.
Oh my goodness gracious.
New Jersey.
There's water right there.
Have you seen the water right here?
I fish in it. Look, have you seen the Mississippi Gulf Coast?
Yeah. No, to be fair, I have not.
I've seen the Jersey water. It's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get off the water. French onion soup's 1-1, and I will not be debated otherwise.
Ooh, French onion soup is really good. And well, again,
you have some good bread with it.
Yeah.
Bread and cheese and mm-hmm. soup, like it's
and onions. What's yeah. wrong with that? Yeah,
nothing. It's true. I love good onions.
Rock's allergic.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Rocky, you should literally make that a thing. Like, just I can't eat it. Sorry,
I'm allergic. Sorry.
What can you eat? I don't know.
A hamburger with cheese.
Yeah. Right.
Chicken nuggets.
That would be great if pizza. Rocky had like a crawfish and found out he had a shellfish allergy or something like that because he had before.
An excuse, finally.
No, you'd know if you had one. I promise you.
Yeah, you just get close to it, and you're. And this is the end of our show. She's the end of our show, but still, I need to tell the story. I don't care how fake it is. This has to be fake. But I read something online about what this kid one day in the middle of lunch in the cafeteria goes over to his teacher, hands them an EpiPen and screams, "That's it. I need to know." Shoves a Reese's peanut butter cup in his mouth and goes into shock because he's allergic to peanuts, but he needed to know what they tasted like.
Oh, man. He did it to himself because now he's going to regret that his entire life.
I know.
for knowing how good a Reese's peanut butter cup is and not knowing it.
I have, that's always been my answer for like, what would be your death row meal? I said, give me a seafood tower. I'm going to eat it all. So I can know it all, what I haven't been missing, and then be severely disappointed that I don't like it.
Oh, I thought you were saying Reese's peanut butter cups. I'm like, yeah, that'd be my
well, that too. I'll have some Reese's peanut butter cups with it. It's like, bring me a whole seafood tower and then bring me like a pizza in case I don't like it. That's my death row meal.
You won't be able to swallow the pizza by the time you get
right. Welcome right, to non-point scoring season, folks. We talked food for like 15 minutes.
Yes. I want all the foods.
But that is the end of our show. She said that is going to be the end of our show. Thank you, Justin, for coming on and for letting me make fun of you for leaving my league 3 seconds before you decided to come onto the show.
I blame Rocky. You guys should communicate more.
He's allergic.
Rocky's like, hey. Rocky's like, hey, you want to come on? Sure. Might want to tell Out House.
I saw the name on our calendar and I'm like, that son of a bitch. Why don't you remind everyone who you are, what you do, and where they can find what you do?
Yeah, I'm on the Dynasty Hot Sauce podcast. We record every week. Well, we might go, I'm not sure. I'll pitch it to Larry. Maybe we go every other week during the off season this year. You can find me on Twitter.
You can do that?
Yeah. Well, Outhouse does like every other month. So
hey man.
He was chastising him for saying off season.
I was getting upset that he said off season.
Oh, I'm sorry. Not point season. Yes, my bad. I forgot what podcast I'm on here. You can find me on Twitter. I'm not saying actual X. I'll never call it X. It can be X on Twitter, but it's never.
Yeah.
At RunDFF. Yeah, that's it. You know.
All right. So our stuff. What's our stuff? Patreon.com/TradeAddictsPod. You can hang out with us while we record, ask some questions. Look to see how just George Costanza-esque Justin is looking, laying Burt out Reynolds on his couch.
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
Burt Reynolds would be too much of it. And stiff sitting up. You need to relax a little bit.
Just let it flow. Yeah. Like a carousel, up and down and around. Feel the flow. Yeah. And it's great because he has a carousel right next to him.
Why wasn't that on this whole time?
God, if that was on the whole time, I would have been staring at it and not talking.
That's actually true. Russ would have been very distracted if that was on the whole time.
It's got music. You could see this beautiful little carousel going off and completely stealing my attention. Other than that, it is all about Fantasy Cares. FantasyCares.org. We have our playoff league getting SFPL 10 is getting set up right now. It's almost playoffs. So go to FantasyCares.org/SFPL for Scott Fish Playoff League. Or I think you could just go to FantasyCares.org and it's on the main. Any donation gets you into the playoff league. And there's going to be so many good prizes, of course, including SFB 15 spots. To not just winners, to random people that go in there. So just join to have some fun, join in a chance to get into SFB, and join because donating to Fantasy Cares is an awesome thing to do, and we would appreciate it. And good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, Russ.
Good night. Thank you for listening to the Great Attic Podcast, a proud member in the Dynasty Attic Podcast Network. Please follow your hosts at Dynasty Haha and at Dynasty FF Attic. Please subscribe, rate, and review. We will catch you next time on the Trade Attic Podcast. Poopy Pants. That is the best. See ya.